T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul and Jordana from the Brainerd Lakes studio of WCCO Radio.
It's fabulous up here.
DJ downtown Minneapolis. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, DJ.
Hanging out. So we got you covered. North, south, east, and west. So it comes as a great relief to talk about sex.
Yeah, right? Bring it.
And I couldn't help but notice that some people say this pandemic has been a bonding experience. Right, a chance to get closer in your relationship. Some people are having more sex. For others, sex is the very last thing on their minds right now. Experts say a couple having sex once a week is a common baseline. Mm-hmm. That tends to be 40, 50-somethings. 20 and 30-year-olds report having an average of sex twice a week. And so we wanted to, you know, you get into this situation where you start comparing yourself with other people. Nothing good can come of that.
Remember, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, I get that. I understand. But I wanted to see what Dr. Lori Watson, our sexpert and a fully licensed psychotherapist, can tell us about this and some of the other trends she's seeing. Dr. Lori, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
You know, I've never met a guy who said, yeah, I'm having way too much sex. I'd really like to dial it back. And I think it's human nature. I mean, Jor is really good at math. We do the math and we say, all right. But I guess that's a slippery slope, right?
Mm-hmm. Doing the math. So, you know, I think that this comes up all the time. I was doing a lecture this weekend in Atlanta, and they asked me, what is normal for sexual frequency? And, you know, has it changed during COVID? And what's going on? And I will say that the research shows that sexual frequency is down by 50% of everybody says they are having sex less often during COVID. But
since COVID? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you got to think about this. This is also people who were, you know, basically enforced celibacy because they were single and alone.
And so they couldn't meet up.
So, right. But in couples, you know, most couples, there was like a 20% rise in people who were having more pleasurable sex. And that was kind of defined, that the singular defining act was that they tried a new position. They were stuck at home and they tried something new and it made them happier. And people who were relying on technology in many ways, porn and all kinds of things that you've heard in the news, there was an increase in the use of porn and outreach for apps, you know, where you can meet somebody, and also technology like sex toys and things like that. But their happiness didn't necessarily go up. It was only the people who were in partnered sex who tried something new who reported happiness. And so frequency was down, but...
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Frequency was down, even though couples in COVID, who obviously were quarantining together, married people, families.
Right.
Why was frequency down? It's a lot more togetherness. It's a lot more, let's get the kids to bed early because we've been spending all freaking day with them.
Yeah, but it's more stress too. I mean, background stress with the pandemic, with back to school.
Exactly.
And
is that it? Well, you're not the expert.
Well, yes, I am. On this subject, I am. I'm sorry, Lori. I'm sorry, Dr.
No, it's okay. You're actually very right. It was the stress. I think that basically made sexual frequency go down.
Dr. Watson,
I will. You know, I think if couples have sex twice a week, I don't know that that is absolutely happy for everybody, but do know that that would keep them out of a sex therapist's office.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's like one time, you know, a long leisurely experience on the weekend when you actually have a little bit of time and maybe a midweek quickie. Those people are not showing up in my office.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good to know. That's like a good gut check for our listeners.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Writing this down.
Yeah.
Yeah. two thoughts. My brain goes to, okay, well, what about quality versus quantity? Or is it all about the quantity and quality? You know, as long as it helps to lower your stress. And the other question too, people once told me that, and I don't think it was you, it was somebody else who said that the measure of a good relationship is the frequency that you have sex. If you're in a great relationship, a loving relationship, and things are going well, you're going to have more sex.
Oh, okay.
If you're arguing about whatever, or you're stressed, and you're going to have less sex.
For sure.
Does that make any sense? Is that what you're seeing?
I don't know if it's just frequency related. I think many people would say that it's qualitative, because even though you said you're right, you know, men are not complaining about having too much sex. Most men I know in partnered sex really do want some sense of connection too, emotional connection, not just necessarily, you know, that they have an experience, that they climax, that it was great. They really want their partner to be connected to them. So I think that there is something qualitative about it, not just frequency. You know, if you had sex many times a week, but you didn't feel connected with your partner, you were just using it as stress relief, it's not necessarily getting us to that place of secure attachment, which really is a sense of happiness.
Yeah, because, you know, stress relief, you can do that on your own.
Indeed.
You don't need a partner for that.
Tell me more about that.
That's why I'm not surprised the sale of sex was during COVID.
Yeah.
Right? I have
no idea what you're talking about, but okay, I'll play along, Jor. I'll play along.
Right? In COVID, people had a lot of free time and a lot of alone time.
That's right. And they weren't necessarily happier with it.
I'm sorry, Lori. Paul was being inappropriate. What did
calls,
you say?
Yeah.
You're right. They did have alone time, and it didn't necessarily make them happier just to access porn or to be by themselves, right? People need people.
Right.
And sex is something that we share, and that's kind of the richest expression.
Always good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that helped a lot.
Yeah, and I think I really like that metric you use. I know, maybe it's not for everybody, but if you're having sex, if you and your partner are getting it on at least twice a week, you'll probably stay out of the sex therapist's office. Not great business for Lori, but really good advice for couples.
That would be okay with me. I would like to see the world happier.
We know that.
All right, Dr. Lori Watson, and thank you so much. And by the way, I want to mention your amazing podcast, which
thank you.
Foreplay Radio.
Yeah, Foreplay Radio, sex and relational topics as well. Dr. Watson, we'll catch you soon. You be well, be safe out there.
Okay, thank you.
I hope everybody listening has sex tonight with somebody that they love and are in a committed relationship with.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.